Welcome to the Get Your Energy Back podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Hansen. As a life coach, invisible illness warrior, and kidney transplant recipient, I've navigated the waters of chronic fatigue for nearly a decade and can help you feel more energized and alive than ever before. In this podcast, we dive deep into topics that can help you boost your energy levels and live a more vibrant life. Whether you're looking to overcome limiting beliefs, improve your relationships, gain a better understanding of what is affecting your energy levels, or simply find more joy and fulfillment in your life, the Get Your Energy Back podcast is the perfect place to start. So sit back, relax, and join me on this journey towards a more energized, balanced, and vibrant life. Hello, and welcome to this episode today. Today, I'm going to be telling you about three things that you might not know about people pleasing. So when I first started really researching about the chronic illness community, what things contribute to chronic illnesses, to autoimmunity, to chronic fatigue specifically, I had no idea how closely different personality traits factored into how you were feeling in your body to the kind of diagnoses that you got. It blew my mind. In fact, when I first started doing life coaching, I always knew that I wanted to help serve the chronic illness population because that's part of the community that I am a part of. I have kidney disease, and if we go to the doctors, I will always test as having kidney disease. I have a kidney transplant. What I didn't realize was that my coaching wouldn't be just to help you accept and deal with these things for life, with these really annoying symptoms. I didn't know at that moment that coaching could actually bring healing to those things. And the cognitive part of life coaching, of rewiring our mindset, rewiring our thoughts, rewiring the relationship that we have with our body, actually heals so many components in our life and can reverse symptoms. I didn't think that was possible when I started life coaching. In fact, I didn't even learn that until about the fall of 2021, and I'd already been doing coaching informally for several years and formally for about half a year. I just thought that I had to deal with what was going on in my body and that I would always be a victim to my body, so I needed to be on top of my mindset so I didn't feel like a victim all the time. What I didn't know was that things like people-pleasing were actually part of the culprit of what was actually stealing my energy. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So we're going to talk about these three things that you might not know about people-pleasing. So the first thing, and this is something I didn't understand about people-pleasing, is that it is literally a physiological fear response. You're probably really familiar with hearing fight and flight. That's the one that people talk about the most. That is part of our nervous system. It's part of the nerves that are connected from our brain and down into our entire body. Our sympathetic nervous system will get activated when it senses a threat or danger. And the fight or flight is to help mobilize us, to help move us into action to get rid of the threat. Now, there's also one that people are, the third one that people are more familiar with, and that is the freeze response. So you might hear fight, flight, or freeze. And that's the deer in the headlights. That's when we get this dorsal vagal parasympathetic response. And I talk about that all in a workshop that I do completely on people pleasing and what to do. But I'm just giving you the Cliff Notes version right now. That freeze response, that is that dissociation. That is that energy suck. That is where fatigue happens because we have exhausted our resources with the fight or flight. We've stayed in that chronic state of fight or flight for too long, and then the entire body collapses. That's what I didn't understand. I didn't understand that my physiological states and how I was feeling were linked to my nervous system, linked to how I was responding and dealing with stress. Now, processing emotions, learning how to handle any emotional state, allowing that state, learning how to become familiar with shame and disappointment, some of those lower level vibration energy states and emotional states, that helped to regulate my nervous system. But I didn't know that that's what it was doing. I just knew that I felt better. And that's what I started teaching people, was so much about emotions. I love thought work. I'm all about thought work all day long. But I didn't find the relief that I was needing until I learned how to allow the sensations in my body to pass through. So we got fight, flight, and freeze. This is the key that helped me so much, was understanding that people-pleasing is also one of those. It's the fawn response. Now, that's spelled F-A-W-N, fawn response. A lot of people just don't know that this is a response. When we're in a fawn response, it's a mixed state. We've got some of the activation from the sympathetic, where we're trying to mobilize, we're trying to move, we're trying to get rid of the threat. But also, there's this part of dissociation, being in that dorsal ventral vagal state, where we are dissociating from our own needs in order to meet the needs of the threat. So fawning is a very interesting response, because it is a response to a social threat. So literally, you're seeing other people as dangerous. And then in order to escape that danger, what happens is that you give up your own needs. This happens so frequently, especially if you're like, I just could be happy if my kids were not fighting. So I'm going to do whatever I can to stop them from fighting. I want them to be happy, because then I can be happy. And then we go out to solve that issue without taking care of yourself first, without taking care of your needs first. It's giving at the expense of yourself. It's operating out of fear because we think kids shouldn't fight. That's one of the very first things that I learned when I started doing life coaching, was that to learn how to accept that sometimes my kids fight. That kids fight, and they're supposed to fight. And I find peace in that. And then I'm go be the mom that I want to be. So I was using this nervous system regulation throughout the coaching. I just didn't know what the name of it was and why it was so helpful. So you may not have known this first thing, that people pleasing is a fear response. And it's called the fawn response. Okay. Number two. Thing that you may not have known about people pleasing or ever thought about in this exact way. People pleasing is a counterfeit love. It looks so loving to be doing everything for everyone, to making sure that everybody has all of the things that they need. It looks loving, but it's counterfeit because it is motivated from fear. Now, I'm not discounting the wonderful things that you do for your family, for the people around you, for your job, whatever. That's fine. But the problem is that this kind of fuel that we use for those actions, when it is based in fear, it is depleting. It is energy depleting, and it will never be a renewable source of energy and fuel for these actions. That's why it gets so exhausting. You're doing everything for everyone. Nobody sees what you're doing. And then you feel so resentful because I've done all this for them and they can't even see. That is the crux of people pleasing. Because when you are able to come from a place of love, you can still do the same actions, still feed the kids, still make sure that they're to all of their activities, whatever the things are in your life that you have to do. You can still do those same actions, but when it's fueled from a place of sufficiency and groundedness and love, that is a renewable source. That is what helps to improve your energy. It gives you the ability to rest, because it is not loving to give more than what you have. When you start to learn how to give from the overflow, that renews your capacity to give, to be a conduit. But we have to be able to receive first. That is how, that's the give and take of using love as the source. You're able to take that love in for yourself and get what you need to value your own needs. And then from that place of overflow, Give all of the amazing things to the people in your life too. The actions can stay the same. The energy source is totally different. So if you find yourself feeling depleted with all of the actions that you're taking with all the people in your life, it might be because you're operating out of people-pleasing energy, this fawn response, thinking that it's dangerous if you don't take care of everybody in your life. And it's going to exhaust you. This is such an exhausting state to live from. Okay, number three, you're doing it more often than you think. We might think, oh, well, you know, people ask me to do stuff and I said no, so, you know, I'm doing really good. I'm not people-pleasing. But look at how you interact with other people in your life. It can just be little things. And the amazing thing is because if it is just a little thing, it just means it takes a little tweak in order to change the energy source, to change your thinking about it in order to create the actions fueled by love, not fear. Okay. So how does this show up? Well, maybe you have a hard time setting boundaries with other people. It could be what time you want to go to bed and your husband wants to go to bed at a different time. Could be he wants to stay up later or you want to stay up later. Doesn't matter. But if you want to stay up later and he doesn't, then you kind of people please to like go to bed at the same time as him. Or if you want to go to bed earlier and he wants to stay up later, then you setting the boundary of, hey, this is the time that I go to sleep and I hope you come to sleep with me, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to make sure that I get the rest that I need. Instead of thinking, oh, well, I was told back in the day that you always have to go to sleep at the same time as your spouse or your relationship is doomed. So again, that's just like a tiny thing. But there's other places where we don't set boundaries, like conversation boundaries. Are there topics that you don't want to speak about, especially if it's like gossiping? Maybe there's a place where you can set a boundary for gossiping. Or if you find that people are taking advantage of you, that you feel like you are the only one that can help them. Let me tell you right now, you are not. You are not the only person that can help somebody that keeps asking you. What happens is that you keep seeing it as a threat if you don't help that person. That, oh no, they're never going to be able to, like, they won't be able to survive without me helping them. And then it actually inhibits them from growing. It keeps them from being able to step into their capacity and grow into what they have the potential to become. You keep them stunted by going in and keep saving them. And if it is somebody that truly does have a lot of needs and is somebody that we want to give a lot of help to, then you're also robbing opportunities for other people in your community to help give and serve. I'm all about service, but it depends on what the energy source is that you're using. Are you using love or are you afraid that nobody else is going to help? Nobody else is going to do it if you don't do it. Maybe that person needs to learn a new way to either get that thing done themselves or to reach out for more supports that you can get your needs met so you can continue to give from the overflow. Okay, how else can this show up in our lives? Well, have you ever been in a group of people where there's a bunch of ladies and they're just like, okay, we want to go out to eat somewhere and where do you want to eat? And everybody's like, I don't know, what kind of food do you like? What kind of food do you like? And then like 30 minutes later, we still haven't made a decision. This classic example of people pleasing. It's just agreeing with other people's preferences rather than your own. And sometimes people do have very strong preferences. Some people have lots of allergies and maybe you do want to cater towards that because it's not that important to you. But what happens over time is if you keep doing this over and over again of discounting what your preferences are, you're going to forget what they are. You won't even know what you like anymore. You'll turn around and look and be like, who even am I? I just have been going with the flow with whatever everybody tells me. That shows me that you're in people-pleasing energy. Another way is if you feel and you become overly responsible for other people's behavior. So I know that I did this, especially when my oldest kids were really little. Anything that they did that I thought was not socially acceptable for a child of that age, I would take so much responsibility for how they were behaving. I made it mean that I was a bad mom. And so I would try to do everything I could to make up for their poor behavior, because I didn't want other people to not like them. I didn't want people to not like me. I didn't want other moms to not invite me over because my kids were terrible. So you can tell, again, this is a fawn response. This is coming from fear. Instead of what I learned, which was kids are kids and they're going to have behaviors that I like and don't like, and it's never a reflection on me. But I always have the opportunity to teach them and be the kind of parent that I want to be in that situation. Can you see how the energy source is so different there? The energy is different from, oh no, they're never going to want to be with my kids or me again, versus I know that I'm a good mom, and these kids, either they haven't learned this skill or they're still practicing, or I just haven't taught it well enough and it's up to me to teach them. Can you see how that's such a more powerful stance versus being so scared that I'm going to be kicked out of the group? Okay. Last one that might show up that, again, you might not even realize that this is people pleasing is you might start to get involved in conflicts that are not yours to resolve, even if you're not involved, because you want to keep the peace. And again, it depends on the energy source that you're coming from. If you're coming from, oh, I'm so worried about like my, I'm just thinking about like adult kids. Like I'm worried about my adult kids fighting, even though I don't have adult kids, but and then you come in to step in and resolve the issue between two adults because you're so worried about the conflict. Like, oh no, they're never going to speak to each other again. Maybe we won't ever have Christmas together again. Like our brains go to all of the fear-based thinking. And then you go in to try to solve it and kind of be a little weird about it because it's not your place to be there. That is people-pleasing. And it is depleting energy because you are taking responsibility for something that is not yours. Another example that comes to mind for me is sometimes we get into Facebook fights. I've seen people, I don't really struggle with this too much, like every once in a while, like once in a great while, but I'll get involved. I'll see something on Facebook and then I'll watch people just fight over this. Like, you need to know that this thing is, you know, that this person is right and you're wrong, even though it had nothing to do with that person, or like a civil issue or like government issues. And the thing is, like, it's so funny that we're like, how is that people pleasing? But it's because we don't want people to be in conflict. We want people to all think the same and all do the same so that we can have peace. But again, coming from fear. And when it comes from fear, then you know this is an energy depleting source because our bodies were made to go against a challenge, to grow and overcome. It's why we go to the gym to create muscles, to have the resistance against our muscles to make them bigger. So it's fine to be challenged and to go into these like fight or flight, these different states, these different nervous system states. We're designed to go into them, but we were also designed to come back out of them into the parasympathetic state. And so people pleasing keeps us stuck in this escalated nervous system state, this mixed state. It keeps us out of our rest and repair, our more aligned state. The state where we can be really resilient and come back and grow from these challenges. So again, this is just such a great topic, I think, because we don't realize how much we're doing people pleasing. We might not know that it's a fear response. And you might really think that it really is, oh, I'm just doing this because I love them, but not recognizing it is actually a counterfeit love and that there is a place for true love to be the motivator behind all of our actions. So if this is something that you're interested in learning more about, I have an entire 90-minute workshop that I'm going to be doing on March 19th. If you want to come, the class is only $15. I try to keep the cost super low, so it's very accessible. And we're going to be talking about how people-pleasing exactly how it shows up in your nervous system. I can show you. I have lots of fun things that that I like to show people visually about how it shows up in your nervous system state and what you can do in order to catch yourself when you're in people pleasing and how to understand how to calm yourself in a way that feels really good and is able to help you create greater energy sources and greater abundance of energy throughout your everyday life. All right, I'll see you next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're looking for a life coach to work with, what are you waiting for? Let's get coaching together today. I hope you have a wonderful week as you take your power back on creating more vitality, energy, and vibrancy in your life today.